Welcome back. It's a Monday, the 13th day of June, 2022. I'm your increasingly disgusted host, Mark Call. The middle of Pride Month, folks, where the only thing the United States can have pride in anymore, it seems, is abomination. Oh, and they're really proud of that. I've heard people speculate that at the rate things are going, it'll be right up there with Halloween and other satanic holidays real soon now. Big Brother's fascist public-private partners are certainly spending big time on it. There are parades all over the country, major corporate sponsors. Drag Queen Story Hour NYC has raked in nearly $250,000 from the dumbed-down taxpayers there, said Alicia Powell in a TGP report. And an area food delivery service, good grief, is celebrating Eat with Pride with an anal sex ad. I got a suspicion that about a month from now, here's another look ahead at news from the future, August may be Bestiality Pride Month. They're already featuring puppy love at sodomy events, so not too much of a leap there at all. If the Bible says don't do it, you can rest assured we'll have a month of parades celebrating it before too long now. I almost suggested we'd have Dishonest Weights and Measures Month, but hey, every month is Funny Money Month. And when they start admitting openly to 10% inflation, yeah, you'll know we're there. Anyway, folks, this is why I start off with disgust today. The news over the weekend really was almost universally that bad. Gay pride parades pretty much everywhere. Drag queens exposing their doctored man boobs and grinding their literally fat rear ends in cops' faces who were ordered, I guess, to put up with it. Because why wouldn't they be arrested otherwise? You know, they couldn't get away with anything even remotely like that if they had a MAGA hat on. Anyway, I'm going to start off with a survey of some of the news stories that came out since the last news summary I did going into the weekend. See if you can't catch a theme here. From disgusting, obviously, to downright idiotic, to, well, even worse. But we'll start with what should be funny in contrast. I saw this from multiple sources, from the Daily Mail to the New York Post, at a March for Our Lives rally. Yeah, you blithering idiots. They're marching for the gulag. This is an anti-Second Amendment rally, where else, on the National Mall in the District of Criminals on Saturday, where the story says an anti-gun protest descended into chaos after a man appeared to storm the stage during a moment of silence marking the latest false flag event in Texas, and he screamed to the assembled idiots, "I am the gun!" And they ran in panic in every direction, although the chaos, it says, lasted only a short time. "Do not run," said one of the speakers. "There's no real danger because the man doesn't really have booga booga a gun, even if he says he is one." He was arrested while the wannabe slaves eventually continued their rally. An investigation says the peace is ongoing. Daily Mail's coverage has always included lots of pictures, including one airhead holding up a sign that says, "I still live in fear," and that ought to be obvious to everybody. Oh yeah, and this one would have been funny if it wasn't so tragic. A dumbed-down school kid holding a sign that says, "I learned run, hide, fight before I learned fractions," unquote, and arguably, I still don't do them too good. And I guarantee you, she doesn't know squat about statistics, much less history. But I guess, folks, some of us ought to be happy that the only thing they tried to burn down was the Bill of Rights. There's another breathless headline from the Daily Mail talking about a white supremacist group they call Patriot Front, where 30 members were arrested, get this, listen carefully, for planning a riot at an Idaho Pride event. TGP's coverage cuts right to the chase. For the record, they ask, has law enforcement anywhere ever arrested BLM or Antifa radicals before one of their deadly, violent, planned operations? Writes Jim Hoft, you know, we can't help but maybe think this group just might have been infiltrated by the feds. Gee, do you think? All it says were charged with conspiracy to riot, and some of them were booked into jail on felony charges of criminal conspiracy to riot. Now, there's a conspiracy theory for you. I'm thinking, hey, you know what? All they really needed to have their lawyer say was they were just planning on knocking over a Target store, looting some sneakers, and maybe burning down a police station. And they'd have been out of there in time to watch some kids get molested at Pride in the Park, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. What did they actually do? Well, evidently nothing. But one of the witnesses that ratted them out and wanted them arrested said they looked like, quote, a little army. They had shields, shin guards, documents, ooh, that's a really scary thing, that included an operations plan and at least one smoke grenade. All of which, said the police chief there in Coeur d'Alene, made the group's intentions clear. as did some of the pictures in the Daily Mail of people wearing T-shirts that said things like, "Oh, I hope you're sitting down, reclaim America." They must be bad, though, because the Daily Mail called them neo-Nazis and even quoted the Southern Poverty Law Center, who called them a white nationalist hate group. And that's interesting to your host, especially, folks, because I've known a whole bunch of people that were called nasty things by the liars at the Southern Poverty Law Center, which certainly isn't impoverished, nor do they have much of anything to do with the actual written law. But when it comes to hate, I'll admit they know it, because they seem to hate the Bill of Rights, and by extension, anybody who seems to believe it still applies, with a passion. I gotta suggest that, again, I can't help but think there's something really, really wrong in a country where people who actually commit riots, rapes, looting, arson, and, yeah, even outright murders get released. Meanwhile, those who attempt to petition their government for a redress of grievance end up in a gulag, or just arrested for even daring to protest against those who are pushing abomination on kids. So there you go. Free speech is obviously now a felony, whereas arson, looting, and making war on the American people and everything this country once stood for is just fine. Here's a quick throwaway story. Same basic topic. The Washington Commanders NFL team. Huh? Never heard of them. Oh, once they were called the Redskins before that became politically incorrect. Anyway, they have fined the defensive coach for the team, Jack Del Rio, $100,000 over the weekend for daring to suggest that the January 6th so-called riots, yeah, sure, in the capital of the once-free nation were a dust-up as compared to the nationwide real riots in honor of the guy who committed suicide by fentanyl, but in the presence of cops, George Floyd. Here's what this guy actually tweeted, folks, and understand, this is not verboten! Quote, "Would love to understand the whole story," he put in quotes, "about why the summer of riots, looting, burning, and the destruction of personal property is never discussed, but this is hashtag common sense." And asked to explain his horrific comments, he said, "Oh, if they, the players, are upset, I'd talk about it with anybody, no problem, anytime. But they're not. I'm just expressing myself," he said, "and I think we all, as Americans, have a right to express ourselves." Uh-oh, well, on that score, he's obviously wrong. Especially, he said, "if you're being respectful." "I'm being respectful," unquote, but clearly, they aren't. And here's where he really crossed the line. Deep inside the quote, he said, "And then we have a dust-up at the Capitol, nothing burned down, and we're not going to talk about it. We're going to make that a major deal. I just think it's kind of two standards," he said. "And if we apply the same standard, and we're going to be reasonable with each other, and obviously, folks, that's not the intent here, let's have a discussion. That's," he said, "all it was. Let's have a discussion. And that, folks, is not allowed." And now this coach is $100,000 down for even daring to suggest that discussion is still possible. And you know what? From there, the story really gets disgusting. Suffice it to say that the Washington PC Commandos deserve to go bankrupt. No wonder people are beginning to understand that NFL stands for Nazi Fascist Losers. But back to that January 6th dust-up on Capitol Hill. The real violence there is being done in the gulags and by the waystream media and those who despise the American people so much that they really want to feed them BS from Capitol Hill. Here's a guy that really has some cojones. Michigan Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky on camera spoke the bald truth, saying that what took place on January 6th was actually a setup so they could impeach President Trump. Quote, "It was all staged. Mitch McConnell wanted it to be a mess so he could secure a Trump impeachment conviction for Pelosi and Schumer," unquote. And ooh, we'll just have to wait and see what they try to do to him. Kara Castronova, writing for TGP, notes that the Unselect Committee for January 6th disgraced themselves, which is nothing new, and the nation on primetime TV last week when they brought a British filmmaker, Nick Quested, onto the stand as one of their key witnesses, then presented his footage to the public, but edited it prior to that in the most manipulated fashion possible in order to actually leave out the most compelling content that he shot that day, the bodies of U.S. veteran Ashley Babbitt and Roseanne Boylan, the only two people actually killed in the so-called riots, both of them at the hands of, law enforcement. Do they really think, she asks, that Americans are that stupid? And here I'd have to say, yeah, they probably do, and they just may be right. The story quotes Joseph D. McBride of McBride Law to say that the January 6th committee added to Nick Queston's footage deliberately to deceive the American public. Footage of protesters trying to save Roseanne Boylan's life and of their scolding the police for murdering Ashley Babbitt were removed because, guess what, it doesn't support the official narrative. TGP and Quested released other versions of the footage, never before seen, which show the parts that the Select Committee wants to make darn sure you don't see, said Tina Ryan of Citizens Against Political Persecution. The harder the January 6th committee pushes their phony narrative, the more their deceit will reveal itself. Writes Attorney McBride, they omitted the footage that shows protesters coming to the aid of Roseanne Boylan, he said. These men fought to save her life, tried to resuscitate her after she lost consciousness, and watched her die. All of this speaks to the state of mind of the people in the crowd. All of this supports the conclusion that protesters had a right to defend themselves and each other from abject police brutality. Gee, isn't that what the left used to say when they weren't killing honest people? The committee, though, does not want the public to know about any of this, he continued, and that is exactly why the committee removed these powerful scenes from their presentation. Other people are pointing to the fact that, yes, President Trump did try to order the National Guard and Capitol Police to prevent exactly what happened. The leftists, knowing what was going to happen, prohibited that. And Attorney Alan Dershowitz has also accused the so-called committee of lying outright to the American people and doctoring video, but different video in this case. He said, quote, it was unethical. Why? Take, for example, President Trump's speech on January 6th. I opposed that speech. I don't think it was done well. I don't think he should have done it. But at the end of the speech, he said he wanted people to show their voices patriotically and peacefully. They doctored the tape. They edited those words out. If a prosecutor ever did that, they'd be disbarred. You can't present part of the tape and deliberately omit the rest of the tape in order to mislead the audience, especially when the other side has no opportunity to cross-examine and no opportunity to put on its own evidence. There's a special obligation, said Dershowitz, not to cheat, not to defraud the viewers. And that, he added, is exactly what they did. I'll wrap up today with a summary of earlier news from over the weekend, where I began by reiterating the concern that I've had for quite a while now. If the creator of the universe says don't do something, they not only do it, they subsidize it and they mandate it. Now they're going even beyond that. For example, the Coeur d'Alene Festival, where they're literally having Satanic Feast Festival on Sabbath day tomorrow, and claiming that they're going to unbaptize children and, hail the adversary. I'm not even going to say the words, but it's disgusting. And if there ever was a nation in history deserving of the most severe judgment, arguably, even though we're not in the land, this one's got to come pretty close to the top of that list. All right, where I want to start otherwise is with, let me just say it this way. More lies, more whoppers, things that are coming out of the lips of liars and the liars who lie about everything, to the point where it boggles the mind. I'll mention just some of them. But I guess what we ought to do is start into that path with the one of the biggest lies in certainly in American history economically is the dishonest weights and measures, the abomination of saying that the almighty fiat dollar, which is unconstitutional, anti-scriptural, is the world reserve currency. Well, not for long, and we may be getting really close to the end of that run. This was the news today, and it seems to have rocked markets. I like the headline from Zero Hedge. It says, a shocked, I tell you, Wall Street reacts to today's scary CPI print. It was even hotter than expected. Well, some folks, that would include yours truly, has been suggesting, you think we've got inflation yet? Oh, yeah. This is the highest inflation in U.S. history. And they're even starting to tell the truth about it, although they're still lying. But even the lie is setting new records. And it's going to get a whole heck of a lot worse. So what was funny here was the hotter than expected print. Yeah, hotter than expected by the idiots that are drinking the Kool-Aid, but not the rest of us. Headline CPI, consumer price inflation, surged by 1% month over month. That's 12% annual rate, and that's assuming it doesn't go any higher, which is a probably bad assumption. And it beat the consensus expectations that it would only be a not quite 0.75% increase. Energy prices spiked 3.9% month over month. Let's see, call it 4 times 12. Yeah, that's about almost 50% year over year.
By the way, that's how much gas prices have increased, 49% over the last year. Gasoline prices, again, reached new record levels. Food price increased 1.2% on the year so far. Groceries have gone up an average of 12%. And headline inflation made a new 40-year high at 8.6%. And guess what, folks? Again, that's only the beginning. Here's a related story. There were tons of these. Stock market was hammered. Dow was down 800-plus points. Even gold and silver, the paper versions, finally starting to react. They're still basically way cheap, way subsidized, and way controlled. Although, it's getting harder and harder to get a hold of the real stuff, and you have to pay a significant premium over the fake price. Anyway, the inflation rate continues record-setting trends of increase. Rent costs are now crushing most Americans. Michael Robeson at the Gateway Pundit went through some of the numbers, basically saying, oh yeah, the leftists will tell you, we care about the little guy, the minimum wage. We want to raise the minimum wage. Well, guess what? The bogus idiots have increased the rate of inflation far, far more. They'd be better off at $1.35 and the inflation that we had 50 years ago than $15 an hour, which isn't anywhere coming close to paying the increases. For those that work 45 hours a week earning $15 an hour, the average person brings home about $1,890 per month, and that means that same person cannot keep up with buying a home, buying gas, buying food, or trying to save anything. The cost of rent has gone up between 30 and 60% since the beginning of this year. And essentially, to cut to the chase here, the average person that makes minimum wage and works hard is losing, due to inflation and due to the cost of living, they're out of pocket, a deficit, $771 a month, $10,000 almost a year. And that's currently. They're going in the hole, 10 grand a year. Folks, this cannot continue. This is a financial crisis like America has never seen before. Here's a piece from Jim Bovard. Will punch-drunk Biden take America down with him? He actually soft-pedals it too much. He says that, and speaking of lies, this is one of several, and I'm going to mention a couple at this point. Biden perennially tells audiences that he says basically screw the Bill of Rights. You don't have any God-given rights. The Second Amendment, First Amendment, none of those things are absolute. You damn slaves, you peons, you. And banning assault weapons is justified. Shall not be infringed, hardy har, because the Americans were never permitted, even when it was ratified, to own cannons. Which, get this, that's such a blatant lie, even the WAPO, themselves blatant liars, have repeatedly derided that lie as more than they can tolerate, which tells you just how far over the top it is. I like the way Bovard puts it. He says, the Democrats knew Biden was senile. They knew he was a pathological liar. They knew he was a criminal. They knew he was guilty of taking bribes, the big guy getting his cut. Anyway, but they basically said, he's maybe a pathological liar, but he's our pathological liar. And he was shielded by the media. Now he's being shielded in his senility. So this one's fascinating. By the way, when it comes to pathological liars, there was one other one this week. I'll play the recording probably tomorrow. But this one really bugs me. One of the most evil, nasty, stupid individuals that can't even keep a good lie straight is Whoopi Goldberg. She is, of course, a major gun banner. She, of course, I'm sure, has her bodyguards, but not for you peons. You don't deserve to be able to keep and bear arms. The whopper that really got to me this week, and I introduced it this way, you know, the old saying from Mark Twain, there's lies, damn lies, and statistics. Well, when it comes to other kinds of lies, there's lies, damn lies, and whoopee. What did she say? She actually, on The View, she came right out and said, AR-15s are so deadly, they will, and I'm quoting, they will turn a person to, quote, dust. It's a 22 bullet, folks. 223 ammunition. It doesn't turn people to dust. I think the problem is Whoopi thinks that, you know, she played a space alien on Star Trek, and she thinks that she's talking about phasers. No, sorry, phasers are fiction. This is a real thing, and good grief. But it just goes to show you, these people, these blithering idiots, will tell you what you're allowed to have when they can't find their private parts with both hands. They're that stupid, or ignorant, or worse still, ignorant and proud of it. And they're on national TV demonstrating how ignorant they are. All right. How about this one? This one's one that I think on the scale of you've got to be kidding me, ought to set new records. People under 40. This is a piece from the Daily Mail. People under 40 are being urged to have their hearts checked. Why? Because they're dropping like flies. Sudden deaths of young people are proving to be a mystery for doctors who are too stupid to figure out just what it might be that suddenly caused this massive increase in deaths among young people. The syndrome has been given an umbrella term, basically to hide the fact that they know damned well what it is, they're lying about it. What is it, folks? You know what it is. The word vaccine does not appear, not even once, not even a hint of it, in this piece from the Daily Mail. But in fact, you can guarantee that is the deal. That's the difference. It's spike protein and the effects thereof that are killing people. But they've given it a name. It's called Sudden Adult Death Syndrome, or SADS. People under 40 are being urged to have their hearts checked because you may be at risk for SADS. People are healthy, they're dying. People are not healthy, they're dying. People are eating right, they're dying. People are exercising, they're croaking. What's the moral here? Well, A, know that their lips are moving, they're lying. They're not about to tell you that we are intending to kill all these people. So you can look at the truth, you can understand the facts, and the thing I keep suggesting is people need to learn to discern the lie. Here's another one. Baby formula and the dreaded baby formula shortage. Turns out that the Abbott Labs nutrition site has restarted production of infant formula in their Michigan plant on last weekend. And the problem is the Federal Death Agency has investigated the deaths of not one, two infants who succumbed to bacterial infections. Now, isn't it funny? Two infants die. They don't even know what caused it. Might be the plant. So they shut down the entire plant, and they produce a nationwide shortage. Well, not to worry. The Biden Fuhrer will invoke a command economy Soviet-style regime to take control of a whole bunch of things, using that as an excuse. How many kids are they killing? Well, in the gun-free killing zones, more than that. How many kids are they killing from abortions? Oh, a hell of a lot more than that. How many kids do they want to kill, ages 5 through 12, and working their way down towards 6-month-olds with the poison poke? How many young people have they already killed with SADS that they're not going to tell you is the poison poke? A hell of a lot more than any of this. The shutdown, says the story that is now coming out, was probably needless. Well, unless you realize the goal was never to protect kids. The goal was to cause shortages and disrupt the economy. All right. How about this one? This story came out. It's probably one of the few things that's true because it came from Children's Health Defense, which is RFK Jr.'s organization. There is a new study, and basically it has come out of the Mayo Clinic. Well, no, let's see. The study came out from about a disease that you've probably heard of called Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, CJD. And guess what? There is a high correlation with COVID-19 vaccines. Researchers believe the prion region from the original Wuhan COVID-19 variant spike protein was incorporated. Who could have done such an evil thing? Incorporated into mRNA vaccines and adenovirus vector vaccines, that's the J&J variant, given this poison to hundreds of millions of humans, and it can now cause a new type of rapidly progressing. See, normally, CJD, which has symptoms similar to Alzheimer's, takes years to develop. But this new stuff, the spike protein variant, the vaccine-based stuff, can kill people in months. It leads to a dementia, ultimately to death. And a French preprint of the paper published in May on the CJD and COVID-19 vaccination identified a new form of what they're calling sporadic CJD that occurs, get this, within just days of taking either the first or second dose of the Zyklon B poison poke, Pfizer or Moderna variant. And they found 26 cases that appeared an average of less than 12 days after injection with the poison. Of the 26, 20 had died by the time the study was published. And, you know, there's a lot more here, but the bottom line is, you know, how many people are dying as a result of the poison poke? Oh, a hell of a lot more than ever died from the thing it's supposed to protect you from. And it doesn't. All it does is cause more people to be little walking, talking spike protein factories. That'll do it for now. Thanks for joining us, and may Yahuwah bless you and yours.